You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
Yesterday, postal workers, labor activists, and community people rallied in downtown Vancouver. The rally took place in the lead-up to the expiration of the current contract between CUPW, that's the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, and their employer, Canada Post. Robert Mulvin is president of CUPW's Vancouver local, and he joins me by phone. Good morning, Robert, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Good morning, thanks.
When you look at the contract negotiations in terms of the workers' conditions of work, what are the primary concerns coming up in the negotiations?
Some of the primary concerns are around the benefits and entitlements that we've gained over the last four decades and more that Canada Post is looking at rolling back, particularly with respect to sick leave benefits, which is one of the earliest things that we attained, and they've been on the attack of sick leave benefits of other bargaining units. Now they're up against the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, the largest bargaining unit, and they're digging their heels in to try and roll back our sick leave and change it into a short-term disability plan. Some of the other things that we'll be facing with respect to benefits they're trying to target future employees and create a two-tier wage and benefit program so that all new employees will come in at a lower rate. So things that we've seen in other sectors of bargaining over the years, but it would be the beginning of the end of the Postal Workers Union if we were to allow that to happen. Some of the things that Canada Post has got in mind around the modernization of the post office, we know is going to happen. You know, it's they've got a project, a $2.5 billion project to modernize the facilities across the country, and started in Winnipeg, and that's already has started to jeopardize the health and safety of employees on the job because they haven't really fully developed how it's going to roll out. And we want to be able to share in the benefits of the modernization of Canada Post, and that not at the risk of our health and safety. And that's where we're at right now.
Does a modernization a code word also for cutbacks in employment?
Yeah. You said it. They're looking to, you know, in the next, in the past couple of years and over the next few years, a large contingent of our membership are retiring or will be entitled to retire, and they're banking on that attrition to wipe out, you know, a good part of the future employment. So as postal workers are retiring, they're not really replacing them, particularly in the plants, the mechanized facilities where the inside workers' positions, as they're vacated, they're not replacing them. And they more recently, external workers, which specifically letter carriers and mail service carriers, the drivers, where those retirements take place. They always have to replace them because you can't move the mail without somebody in those positions. And some of the relief positions, we'll get into some of the details of that, aren't being replaced. And so what we've seen over the last 8 or 10 months since early last summer is experiments with not fully staffing. And what's happening is the mail's not going out, which is basically against the law, but they're banking on attrition, and that's already underway. So,
you had people outside the union from who aren't union members, but who came to the support rally, and you mentioned, you know, mail not getting delivered. I mean, I've had times when my mail carrier was sick, and there just was no mail that day. Are there other concerns that people in the community have about the changing quality of our postal service?
Yeah, it's not just the letter carrier delivery. We've heard through there were two members of parliament at the rally yesterday, and they spoke to some specifics, as well as our union rep spoke to the same thing, that what we're hearing not only in the letter carrier delivery but in parcel delivery, which is an area that, you know, Canada Post has said that they want to develop, and of course we're just as interested in getting more business so that we have more work to do. And parcel delivery is one of the areas that's expanding, because people have been for many years ordering things through, you know, the internet, and that's an area that continues to expand, and we've seen some of that already denigrated, and we've lost, or it appears that we've lost some of the major business that we were delivering, and there have been complaints either through the post office that we've heard back from, as well as through these MPs that were there yesterday, that, talking about the slow delivery or the disappearance of things. And there seems to be a lot of complaints around that, and that's where the public needs to make more noise, because Canada Post is just giving lip service to it. They're talking about, they're making reference to, you know, weather systems and things that are slowing the mail down. We've never had trouble moving the mail before. They use the airlines, and they use the trucking across the country, and it's always been extremely timely. So we feel like it's a systematic chipping away by either understaffing or deliberately letting the system get bogged down, so that it looks more attractive to bringing in some outside help to help bolster it. And that's one of our biggest concerns, is the potential deregulation of Canada Post.
Well, this sort of animal that's been created at Canada Post, private, public supervision, it's hard to tell what a balance there, but it's making big money.
The Canada Post is making big money. Oh, the profits in the last I think the last record we have is like over 280 million from 2009, but over the last 15 years or so, there's been tens of millions in dividends pumped back to the government from which doesn't have to happen. That money could have been going back into service improvements, and over the last couple of years, when even the supervisors on the floor were chiming the economic downturn, and that's why we were having to cut back staff and so on, we made record profits. And 2009 being like a year that the post office hasn't seen for several years in profits, and so that money wasn't just in terms of service expansion, that was directly off of the reduced staffing and budget cuts within the post office. So they're doing it on our backs, as they always have, but we're the ones that have made the money. We want to see it going back into the post office for service improvements. The door-to-door delivery, it's still an issue. I think that kind of thing within the future proposals of deregulation would be disastrous if private companies were ever brought in to deliver the mail. The security of the mail would be jeopardized, and it's already a concern, particularly in not just rural communities, but a lot of the newer communities where you get those super mailboxes. They've been rife with vandalism, and so we'd like to see service improvements and increased door-to-door delivery, and that's something that we've been working on for years. So, as well as the extended hours within the retail services, to make it more available to the public. It's hard to even get a parcel out if you're working during the day, and you have to line up at some retail postal outlet after hours. It's very difficult to get things delivered. So it should be made more available to the public because it is a service that's being used. And
undoubtedly, it'll be a tough negotiations. Can people outside the union give support to the postal workers? How might they do that?
I think it would be really good to hear from anybody that can give support to the union, either directly to Canada Post, but members of Parliament should hear about it. I know that we always say that, write your MP, but they're listening, and our government, the Harper government, doesn't have a very strong grip on the future in Parliament. So I think this is a really good time to let your MP know that you know that the service is being deteriorated, and that we know from public polls, private polls within the of the public, that people want the post office, and they particularly outside of the urban centers where they depend on it for contact, that they should be letting their MPs know. And it was during the strategic review of the post office that mayors and communities across Canada spoke really loudly, and that strategic review, this was 2 years ago, didn't really get out to the public, but the union helped bring it to the attention, and it was a really strong mandate that helped to, you know, pave the way to stop privatization. So we want that to be out there, and if people can do call or write their MPs, let them know that they're concerned about the future of the public post office, because it belongs to the people of Canada, and we want to keep it that way.
Well, thanks a lot, Robert, for speaking with us, and best of luck in the struggle, and we'll certainly encourage people to do as you suggest, contact their MPs about maintaining a good public service in letter carrying and parcel carrying and mail delivery. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've been speaking with Robert Mulvan. He's president of the Vancouver Local of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. And if you'd like to check out their website for more information, you go to cupw-vancouver.org.